Like the extraterrestrial fragments they're in search of, professional and amateur hunters are scattered throughout Grant County cornfields, pastures, and alfalfa rows. Combing the farm fields on a sunny, windy day was a sixth grade science class from the nearby village of Highland. Their teacher, Shannon Straka, led the expedition after asking the owner's permission.
We'll be getting ready to start our space unit, so thought what better way to do that than come out and look for some meteors. I told the kids it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
While the kids came up empty-handed, they did find something they weren't looking for, almost as good, or even better.
The owner of this property told us that the meteorite men were out here, who we've watched their show on the Science Channel, and we got to meet them and get our picture taken with them.
Clad in safari-type clothing, the professional meteorite hunters and co-stars of a TV series called Meteorite Men roared across the landscape on an all-terrain vehicle.
Good morning.
Okay, I think we're done.
Steve Arnold and Jeff Notkin are serious sleuths. They use Doppler radar to get as close as possible to what they call the bullseye of treasure hunting and scientific research.
I'll tell you, we came here hoping there would be thousands of pieces and that we would be able to pick up dozens of them every day. And it seems to be one out of every 75 man hours is what it takes to find one meteorite.
Ironically, some who aren't even looking are finding space rock, like farmer Scott Moneypenny.
I was filling up fuel into the tractor and just happened to see it on the ground when I walked by. So
his neighbor, Keith Lidicote, is nonplussed by all the commotion.
It's educational. I've learned a lot from it already, talking to these people, but I'm not real worked up about it, no.
Lidicote's focus isn't what's fallen on the ground from outer space. Rather, it's what needs to be planted in the ground, his corn crop. The initial window of opportunity for meteorite hunters right now is closing as soil's turned over in fields and rocks get buried. Meteorite man Steve Arnold says those already in the area had a leg up on those who were stuck overseas when the volcano in Iceland grounded air travel.
Our European colleagues would love to get on an airplane and fly over here, but this volcano is really helping us out in keeping the competition down.
Other professional meteorite hunters are likely to come to this area long after most have forgotten about the fireball. Some say the search could go on for a decade. That's because farmers will turn up new ground each planting season and potentially more meteorites. When to give up a hunt in search of something better can be vexing, says Arnold.
Last fireball I went on, I was there for 28 days in a row, and I'm leaving, looking in that rearview mirror going, oh, should I be leaving?
His hunting partner, Jeff Notkin, says each meteorite differs in scientific value.
All new finds have the potential to divulge a little part of this big secret that we're all interested in. Where did we come from? What's the exact age of our solar system, our universe? What is the makeup of other planets? What is our place in the universe?
Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.